There's still time for you to nominate your favorite tourism worker or business for the 2017 Tourism Services Excellence Awards. Find out more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Nominations have been extended for the Tourism Service Excellence Awards 2017. The deadline is now Friday, January 12, 2018. Corporate Planning and Strategic Management Specialist at the Tourism Product Development Company TPDECO and Deputy Chair of the Tourism Services Excellence Awards Committee, Nicole Horton Wright, says the extension is to give persons more time to submit their application.
Well, we wanted to really just give all the members of the industry an opportunity to apply and to complete nomination forms, just become a part of this very exciting program. And we had a very busy November with the UNWTO, which was very successful for Jamaica. And then we have the start of our busiest season, which starts December the 15th. And so we decided, you know what, to give more players an opportunity to get involved and to get to put their nominations in. So we've extended the deadline from the 22nd of December to January the 12th. That's 4 p.m. That's for physical nomination forms to be handed into our offices across the island or for the online forms.
The Tourism Service Excellence Awards started in 2008 and was created to highlight and give recognitions to persons and organizations who have gone above and beyond to offer quality service in the tourism industry.
We have an accommodation category, we have tour operators, we have water sports, craft vendors and traders, airport staff, including customs officers, red cap porters, just including everybody, attractions, everybody within the industry. To go online to tpdeco.org, download the form, complete the form there, or to go to any of our TPDeco offices in Negril, Mandeville, Ocho Rios, Kingston and Montego Bay and get a nomination booklet, complete the forms, add on all the additional information and just get those nominations in.
Mrs. Horton Wright is encouraging persons to get their nominations in as there are great prizes to be won. The awards presentation ceremony is set for March 3, 2018.
We have a very big cash prize from the Exim Bank. Last year, we gave $100,000 to the organization national champion and the individual national champion. This year, we're hoping to give, if not $100,000, maybe even more. We also have the Sandals Resorts International that have come on board from the beginning, and they have given a Caribbean vacation to the national winners. That's organization and individual, and it's a vacation for two to any of their properties in the Caribbean region. And we have Caribbean Airlines offering the flights as well to the winners. So it's a great package of prizes and just a great opportunity to be recognized and rewarded by the Ministry of Tourism.
Corporate Planning and Strategic Management Specialist at the Tourism Product Development Company TPDECO and Deputy Chair of the Tourism Services Excellence Awards Committee, Nicole Horton Wright. Completed nominations must be submitted as an attachment to serviceexcellencetpdeco@gmail.com. or in a sealed envelope delivered to any TPDECO office island-wide. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, Shortwood Teachers College in St. Andrew. Shortwood Teachers College began operations on September 28, 1885. It was founded as part of a package of social, economic and political reforms spearheaded by Sir John Peter Grant, Governor of Jamaica after the Morant Bay Rebellion. By 1880, the Superintendent Inspector of Schools voiced the need for more trained female teachers, and the government sanctioned the projects. The first home of the college, then known as the Jamaica Female Training College, was at Lower Barbican House in St. Andrew. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.